From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The nation's hospitals have now agreed to a plan aimed at helping the government to defray the cost of the administration's proposed health care overhaul plan. Vice President Joe Biden, with a group of hospital administrators, said today the time has come to rein in ever-increasing health care costs.
The status quo is simply unacceptable. Rising costs are crushing us, they're crushing families, crushing businesses, crushing state budgets, and they are crushing the healthcare industry itself.
Biden was joined by Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. Under the plan, the nation's hospitals would give up around $155 billion over 10 years in government payments from future Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements. The funds would be used to fund health care for millions of uninsured individuals. A federal bankruptcy judge refused to fast-track an appeal by opponents of General Motors' bankruptcy restructuring plan. Opponents have until noon tomorrow to try to block GM's sale of its assets to a new GM. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton has more.
A group of car accident and asbestos victims asked to skip over the U.S. District Court and appeal directly to the U.S. Court of Appeals to try to block GM's plan. Federal bankruptcy judge Robert Gerber denied the request. He said the appeal had little chance of success because the same appeals court had already refused to block the sale of Chrysler's assets to a new company. Gerber said it was unlikely the court would make a different decision in the GM case. General Motors plans to complete a sale of its good assets to the new GM by Friday. That would put GM in and out of bankruptcy in an unprecedented 40 days, well under the 60-day time period predicted by the Obama administration. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
Former top aide to ousted Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has pleaded guilty to corruption charges, admitting he took part in a scheme to try and sell President Obama's former Senate seat. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago.
In pleading guilty to a single count of mail fraud in U.S. District Court in Chicago, former Blagojevich Chief of Staff John Harris is agreeing to cooperate with federal authorities in their case against Blagojevich. That means Harris could testify against his former boss. Blagojevich's trial is set to begin in June of next year. Harris served as the indicted and impeached former governor's chief of staff from late 2005 until he was arrested with Blagojevich this past December. Harris resigned the next day. As part of the plea agreement, Harris admits to helping Blagojevich scheme to secure personal benefits such as campaign contributions or lucrative private sector jobs for Blagojevich and his wife in exchange for appointing a senator to succeed President Obama after last November's election. Blagojevich has pleaded not guilty and has said he has done nothing wrong. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 14 points. The Nasdaq gained a point. The S&P 500 closed down a point. This is NPR. Police in Nashville are officially confirming the death of ex-NFL star Steve McNair as a murder-suicide. Investigators say they've now determined McNair's 20-year-old girlfriend shot and killed the former football player before turning the gun on herself. They say they may never know what prompted Sahel Kazemi to shoot McNair at his condominium there. Police had initially labeled McNair's death a homicide. McNair, who was 36, had played as a quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. He was shot at a condo he rented with another man. The gun was found underneath Kazemi. President Obama will nominate a famous geneticist to run the National Institutes of Health. NPR's John Hamilton has that story.
The geneticist is Francis Collins, a physician who is best known for his work on the Human Genome Project. Collins led the government's effort to decode the entire DNA sequence of a person. That project was completed in 2003, ahead of time and under budget. At the time, Collins was director of the National Human Genome Research Institute at NIH. He left the institute in 2008. Before coming to the NIH, Collins established himself as a scientist at the University of Michigan. His research team there discovered the genes responsible for cystic fibrosis and Huntington's disease. Collins describes himself as a devout Christian who sees no conflict between his faith and science. If confirmed by the Senate, Collins would take over an agency with a budget of more than $30 billion. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Consumers reined in their borrowing again in May. The Federal Reserve reported today that total consumer credit fell by $3.23 billion in May. However, that was less than expected and was well below the record $16.5 billion drop in April. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.